What are the different species of ants? How big is an ant? Excellent question. As we have said, there are about 12,000 species of ants around the world. Most live in the tropics, but there are also species that inhabit temperate and cold regions. Some species are very large, such as the Madagascar giant ant, which can be up to 10 centimeters long, the largest ants in the world. Others are tiny, like the red ant of India, which is only a millimeter long, microscopic. How do ants live? Ants are eusocial insects, which means that they live in colonies and have a division of labor. Each colony has a queen, female ant, who is the only female that lays eggs, and a few males. The other females are the workers, and they take care of all the work of the colony. Ants feed on almost anything, they are omnivorous animals. Workers forage to feed the entire colony, clean the nest, and care for the eggs and larvae. They are also responsible for defending the territory from enemies. The larvae are small, and they can't do much on their own. When they hatch, the workers feed them until they are ready to go out into the world. The males do not play a very active role in the life of the colony. If you want to know more about this behavior, I recommend you read the book of the famous biologist and writer of The Journey of an Ant, Rüdiger Wenner. How do ants reproduce? Ants reproduce in a very particular way. The queen of the colony is the only one that can have children, and the males are unable to reproduce. When it is time to mate, the queens and flying males leave the colony in search of a mate. Once the queens and males have found a mate, the male loses his wings and stays in the female's colony. The female then returns to her original colony. The eggs that she lays are cared for by the other members of the colony until they hatch. Curious fact, are there ants in danger of extinction? Despite the enormous diversity that exists when we talk about ants and their ability to adapt to almost any environment, the truth is that there are scenarios in which these incredible insects can be affected to the point of being considered in danger of extinction. This is the case of the first endemic ant that was recently discovered in the Balearic Islands. Lasius balearicus, an ant specimen on the verge of extinction. This ant is threatened by its non-existent tolerance to high heat and by the fact that it has to live near sea level. This species has a flat body and four legs with three claws each. It also has very long antennae for how tiny it is. One of the main problems that scientists have detected is the geographic isolation that it developed. Also, there is a strong low genetic diversity detected by the tests performed in this case. These factors imply that there is a danger of extinction, and until now, it has been happening. Finally, fires also affect the lives of these ants.